Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, you're that have breath. Praise God. So I just want to know if I can get a few praises out there that can get up on your feet. I wish I could get somebody here.
Praise him. Come on and do it right now. Yeah.
Praise him.
Oh, no.
Song. But if we sing them, you got to get out of those seats and you got to dance like you're really from Jamaica, or your parents were from Jamaica, parents' parents were from Jamaica. But I want you to be true to who you are.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, dancing forever by the saving grace. On those streets of glory, let me lay my heart. All my cares are past, home at last, never to rejoice. I'ma say it again. Yes, I wanna see him. Gonna look upon his face. Let his name ever, Lord, of the King, be praised. And I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus.
John declared, I don't live at the time. from nothing. But I declare to you that I know he's able. Does anybody know he's able? He's able. He's able to keep that that you committed unto him against that day. Now let me hear you say, Jesus.
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 Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Nobody but Jesus.
Jesus.
Let me hear you calling.
Jesus.
Let me hear you calling him.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to MCI Ministry Radio. Hallelujah. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Glory to God. Glory to God. I just want to bring some announcements to you today. Praise God. God, hallelujah, welcome. And just letting you know, praise God, that we appreciate you. We appreciate your sacrifice. We appreciate your love. We appreciate your support. Amen, hallelujah. And this time, join us on Monday night at 6 p.m. at Your Fix at 6. Amen, with no other than the one and only, amen, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Glory to God, where love is flowing. Amen, glory to God. And he is really keeping it real, keeping it real, keeping it real. And don't forget, amen, hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I will be on the air, amen, Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. Be prompt. Don't forget, amen, to set your clock. Thanking God, amen, for you, you, and you. And we just added another one, y'all. Friday night, fresh fire Friday. Come on, hallelujah, at 7 p.m. Praise and worship, amen, and inspiration, amen. Different artists, is just we're just going to keep playing some music, keep on believing God, keep on trusting God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be such an uplifting. And don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, because right now, y'all, we cannot go to the church house, but we can bring the church to you at Mount Carmel International Church, amen, 9 a.m. on Sunday service, amen. And I don't know, y'all, but it might be a surprise to you, but what's going to happen is, amen, I can come forward, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, or Pastor Matthew McNeil. He will be coming forward, either or, but we will be there, and we're going to bring the church to you. And if you'd like to be a blessed amen to MCI Ministry Radio, you may do so with your support to the kingdom of God. Amen. We do have a Cash App, praise God, and it's $Anointed, meaning A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. I'm going to say it again, y'all. Come on now. Because we want to be able, amen, to bless the kingdom of God. It is $A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D 222. Amen. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church, praise God. Hallelujah. And if you need some information from us, praise God, you may do so, amen, at 302-883-9799. And you know what? I want everyone to be blessed. Know that God loves you. God hears you. God believe in, yes, Holy Spirit. God loves you, y'all. Amen. Praise God. So be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. This is MCI Ministry Radio, and we love you, and we love you, and thank you so much for being here with us on today. God bless you all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the wonderful, wonderful woman of God for our announcements on this evening. I just pray and hope everyone is having a good time in Jesus. This is a Holy Ghost party. This is Fresh Friday night, and we here to rejoice. We here to uplift the Lord. We here to uplift each other. We here to praise God on Friday night, act a fool like we would do it. We was at a party if we was in the world. Amen. Glory to God. Stomp your feet. Tell anybody who don't want to praise him to get out your way and let you shout. Listen, you got to shout your freedom back. We got to shout our doors open. We got to shout for our joy. Shout for our glory, and we got to tell the Lord to speak to our heart. Amen. Glory to God.
heart. Holy Spirit, give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, in the dark night will fade away. In my heart now.
Speak to my heart.
Holy Spirit.
Message of
love. Go to encourage me.
Lifting my heart.
From the stand. Love me and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now. Give me the words,
the words,
the words, oh my
God, yeah, yeah,
oh, oh,
my heart,
oh,
my heart,
to me, message of love. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on. Now I'll go on my own. Just let your spirit guide and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
From my heart.
Give
me your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant. But I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job had transferred him out here. And by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. I was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap set. He was going to set me up, because, see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause, because that said, I love you. We all want to be there. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol. And then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. So one day I was introduced to cocaine, and I know that all drugs are a spirit, but this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. And I'm not glorifying him. I'm just letting him know that I don't belong to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I went on for about 12 years of my life, and I traveled with people, and I worked with Chaka Khan and Rufus, and I worked with Captain and Tennille and all the people in the studios, and I was good at my job, and I was quick, and I could demand double, triple scale, and I went to work, and I was high every day. The devil was trying to kill me. I had a praying grandmother, never turned her back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. One time when I was in Houston, Texas, I met a man there, and I was getting ready to go on the road with Chaka Khan, and there was a group going on the road with us, Heatwave, and they had a man working with them, and he was doing their lights, and I didn't know this, but I met him on the road, and he was a nice guy, and you never would know it to look at him, but he was also, not only was a light director, but he was a cocaine dealer. The devil knows how to really do it.
Yes.
So we began to be friends, and we began to date, and I began to get all the cocaine I wanted for free. How many of you know it wasn't for free? But we came home, me and this young man, and we began to live together, and he was still selling drugs, and I began to make drops for him. I was dropping off cocaine and making a lot of foolish turns in my life, and my life began to do this spiral, downward spiral. I was going to hell. Then I began to watch Christian television. I began to watch Dr. Frederick Casey Price. Hallelujah. No matter what time we went to bed on Saturday night, whether it was 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, somehow our eyes popped open at 8:30. Evidence? And I have to be honest with you, I used to sit there with my pre-rolled joints from the night before, and I used to fire up a joint and watch Dr. Price. And I used to kind of, you know, Dr. Price, you know how I am. I used to kind of make fun of Dr. Price. I said, well, just look at him talking about Pete, come by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. But faith came. Hallelujah. Go on and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy. Just see it. For about 2 years, I watched Christian television. I was in and out, and I bought a Bible, and I would throw away all of the paraphernalia to smoke crack with and the smoke-free base, and we used to make it and make our own. I threw it all in the trash, and then I'd go get it again, and we'd get high. And one night, as I was getting loaded, I began to pass out. Then my head hit the wall. Boom! And I began to slide down the wall, and as I came to, all of my bodily fluids were doing their own thing, and I was dying. But I had a praying grandmother, and I knew enough to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It wasn't a couple of days later that I was watching Christian television, and Grandma tells me she was laying on her face during this time, and she had been fasting for 2 weeks and just calling on the name of Jesus. Save my granddaughter, Jesus. I watched Christian TV one night, and it was as God himself said, that's enough. And he rebuked the devil from me long enough for me to make an intelligent decision. And I said, Jesus, if you're turning me back, I want to come home. If you'll take me. And I said, Jesus, I know you're real. If you'll just take all of this away from me, take all of this drugs, take them away, I'm tired. And I want you to know that instantly I was set free. Instantly I was delivered. Hallelujah. Glory. This was on a Friday night. And I want you to know that not only did God save and deliver me and set me
free, God.
But he saved that drug dealer. He's my husband tonight. Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what it's about, testimony. That's what it's about, praying for somebody else. Hallelujah. Pray for their breakthrough. Pray. Grandma laid on her face 5 nights fasting for somebody, for her granddaughter, because she knew the enemy had his grabs on her. But she knew God was more mighty and more stronger and more powerful, and her trust was knowing that God would deliver her granddaughter. We must pray for those who are still lost. Amen.
Little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, 1475. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and a thousand memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, for the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge.
Well, you know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Please cause my eyes to see the truth, Lord. Everything has failed, I ain't got nothing to lose. Oh, 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 it's you, Lord, to satisfy my every need, my hungry. So you feed, you complete me every day in every kind of way.
And I don't ever want another. You're the greatest lover. On your side, I will always win. I will never lose. You fulfill my every dream. Your touch shows me what true love means. Oh, and I need you in every way. Need you. Lord, I'm praying.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I hope you're having a good time in the Lord for our Friday Fresh Fire night. I am overwhelmed by the praise and worship. I am like in a place of thankfulness, a place of gratefulness, a reminder sometimes that we just had to go back and remember that it was the Lord that brung us through. It was the Lord that kept us when we thought that we had no way out. Amen. And before I get back to a little more praise and worship, I want to get to our Fresh Friday night point. Amen. And I'll be coming from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, starting at verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he carried me out in the spirit of the Lord. And he set me down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, were they dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live, and I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Listen, it's plain. Listen, the word of God will do so many miracles. If we trust and believe the words that we're putting out, if we're operating in the spirit, if we're trusting the spirit of the one and only living God, amen, we got to understand that God still rules. You know, listen, in that final moment for Ezekiel was a vision of encouragement for God's people, amen, Israel. Ezekiel, first Hebrew readers were living in exile under God's judgment for their sins of idolatry and rebellion against God, but they were still God's people. They were defeated, so God gave them vision of victory. They were discouraged, so he encouraged. They were hopeless, so he gave them hope. Listen, if you feel like you're hopeless this evening, if you feel like you need encouragement this evening, call out to him. Reach out, give him praise on this evening. Well, I want you to understand something. He created you. He know your name. Amen. I am his own. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because there's none other like you, God. We just want to thank you for this opportunity, Father, you have given us on this evening, God. We know, Father, that there's none like you. And we know without you, Father, we will fail. We will fail in all that we would do. We will even fail in the way we breathe. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come through this studio, Father. Now I ask you to walk through the houses of each and every listener, those who are not listening, their families, go through their house, God, anything that's not like you. We pray and give you permission to remove it, any disease, any illness, anything that's impure, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to walk through our homes, walk through our minds, walk through our hearts, Father. Clear out all the junk. Clear out everything that we do not need, God. We need more of you and less of us, God. We ask you to purify our minds, purify our hearts, God. Bless our neighbors, God. Bless our children and our friends, God. Bless our community with your presence, with your love, God, with your anointing, God. Come down, God. We know that you are shifting in the atmosphere, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, but whatever you're doing in this season, don't forget about us, God. We know that Jesus died on the cross, God, so we will live and have everlasting life with you, and we thank you for the blood. We know the blood prevails, and we know that the blood still works, God, and we thank you and we glorify you, God. Now touch our hearts, God. Touch our minds, God. Gird our tongues, God, to be in the right place, God. Let us be commune one with another unto you, God. Let us remember that you are still sitting on the throne, that you are still in charge, God. We glorify you. We lift you up with our praise, God. We lift you up with our life, God. We thank you with our life, God. Our lifestyle becomes to mimic you, God, to mirror you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So as God has been allow ourselves to lay down on this evening, God. Visit us, God. Visit our minds. Visit our homes. Visit us, God, with a touch of new. Blow on us, God. Let the holy wind prevail in our lives, God. Blow away everything that's not like you. Every impurity, God, every disease, every nasty, filthy, foul thing that the enemy meant for bad, Father, we know that you're going to use it for your good. We glorify you. We lift you up. We praise you, God, and I ask you to do a special blessing for all our listeners, God. Embrace them with your holy love, God. Embrace them with the love of the Holy Ghost. Embrace them. Remind them that you're still there, God. Remind them that you have not left them, God. Remind them that they and us and we belong to you. We thank you. Until the next time we meet, this has been our Fresh Fire Friday night. And until we meet again, I say God bless you. Keep you in God's perfect peace. I love you in the love of the Lord, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.